Okay. So we're doing a Mishnah and Gemara. So the Mishnah starts it's Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Okay. So it says like this. So it's the first wide line on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The middle of the Mishnah. It says Rotzeach Sheyatza Chutz L'Tchum. So if the killer goes outside of the boundary of the Ayin Meklat, Umatzo Gol Adam, and the Gol Adam finds him. Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, Mitzvah Biyad Gol Adam, Virashus Biyad Kol Adam. Okay? He says it's a mitzvah for the Gol Adam to kill him, and it's optional for anyone else to kill him. Okay?
Meaning they're not Chayyim.
No, they're allowed to.
Right, but in if...
They're certainly not Chayiv Misa, okay. Right. But not only that, they're allowed to. You'll see, but they're allowed to. His Roshos is mutter, totally mutter. Not only the Chayiv Misa, you can say you're not Chayiv Misa, but you're not allowed. So they're allowed. They're allowed to. Okay? Rabbi Akiva Omer, Roshos Biyad Gol Adam, V'chol Adam Chayav Enlof. Oh, Ein Chayav Enlof. There's different gear cells, but let's go with Ein Chayav Enlof. Most of the gears are Ein Chayav. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Twofold argument. The Goel Adam, it's only Rishos. There's no mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill him. He doesn't have to. It's just optional. And anybody else, it's not that they have Rishos to, but if they do, they're not Chayiv Misa. That's what you're saying. Okay, so there's basically three levels.
That's what Chayiv and Olav means?
It's Ein Chayiv and Olav. You see the Gersa, the Begor changes it. He says, Ein Chayiv and Olav, Echinu, Tzvasiyav, Mishnayas, Yerushalmi, Yerushal, Rishonim. Right, so he says our gersa was changed by the Rashal, whatever. But the simple gersa is that it means ein chayavim. Okay, change it from chayavim to ein chayavim.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's the standard gersa. Rashal. Yeah, the Marshal changed it. Okay. Ein chayavim.
Right before the Gemara. Yud Aleph.
Yes. Okay. So basically. So you have in theory three possibilities. You have possibilities that if you kill him, you'd be chayiv misa. Three possible halachos. I'm just saying like the possible halachos. You could in theory say that if you kill him, you're chayiv misa. You could say you're not chayiv misa, but you're not allowed to do it. Oh, you're four. You could have that you're allowed to do it, or you could have that it's a mitzvah. Okay, there are four theoretical possibilities. You got a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, but you have permission. Third is you don't have permission, but you're not going to be chayiv misa. And the fourth possibility is you'd be chayiv misa. Okay? Now, everybody holds that you're not chayiv misa for killing a rotzeach. No one's chayiv misa for killing this guy, the Gol Adam, the rotzeach who leaves Ayin Meklat. He leaves Ayin Meklat, you're not chayiv misa. Okay? But, what is it? So the first position, who's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, says that the goal of Adam, it's a mitzvah, and everybody else, it's optional. It's rishus. Okay, whereas the Rabbi Kiva lowers it a notch. He says, no, the goal of Adam is optional. Everybody else is not optional, but if you do it, you're not going to be chayav misa. Okay, so he puts them both down a notch. Well, Roshos would mean like this, is that the difference between Roshos and Nachayiv Misa. Roshos means if I ask a Rav, am I allowed to do it? He'll say yes. Nachayiv Misa means I ask a Rav, he says, am I allowed to do it? He'll say no. It's a big difference. I mean, are you allowed to eat pig? So, you ask your Rav, want to do it, is it Roshos? I mean, you're not going to be Chayiv Misa for it, but it's not allowed. No, let's say you ask your Rav, are you allowed to talk Lashon Hara? So what are you going to be Chayiv if you do it? Nothing. You're just doing an Esser. I mean, it's a good question, what's wrong? But you're not allowed to. You're just not allowed. Certain things you're not allowed to. Not everything that you're not allowed to do means there's an onash. So it says, it's not ritzicha. I mean, that's what you have to explain. Why? It's not ritzicha. You're not chayiv misa if you do it. But are you allowed? No. Doesn't mean you're allowed. Just because it says you're not chayiv misa doesn't mean you're allowed to do it. I don't know, it's wrong. It's not a good thing to do. We have to figure out what. But it's saying it's not, in chayav and alav means that you're not chayiv misa. But it's not allowed. So that's what Rabbi Kiva is saying, is the Gol Adam is allowed. Everybody else is not allowed. They're not Chayav Misa for it, so it's not allowed. Whereas Rabbi Yosef Lili Bishop Lili is saying, no, the Gol Adam is a mitzvah to kill him. And everybody else is allowed. Right? So based on like the four levels, Rabbi Lili holds the Gol Adam is level one and everyone else is level two. Rabbi Akiva says, no, everyone else is Gol Adam is level two and everyone else is level three. Okay? Yeah, I mean, the pasuk says like this. It's by Mir Lamed Hey Chafav Chosayin. It says, "V'im Yotze Yotzei HaRotzeiach Es Gvul Yim Meklat Oshay Neshama." If the Rotzeiach leaves the boundary of our Meklat, he leaves. So what happens? U'matza Oso Gol Hadam Yichotz Tamal Gvul Yim Meklato, and the Gol Adam finds him outside of the city. V'Rotzach Gol Adam Es HaRotzeiach, and the Gol Adam kills him. Ein Lo Adam, he's not Chayv Misa. Right. So what does that sound like? Does that sound like he should, or he's allowed? In Lodam, he's not Chavisa, right? So what, is, what would you say just from reading it? Again, if he leaves, Virotza, and the Godam finds him, Virotza, Godam, Asarotzech, in Lodam.
It doesn't sound like, as though it's an imperative. It sounds like optional.
Okay, good. It doesn't sound like an imperative. It doesn't say, Yirtzach, Asarotzech, right? It doesn't say he should kill him.
It sounds precious.
Okay, good. Good. On the other hand, it also doesn't say im ratzach. Right? It doesn't say if. It says ve ratzach. Right? Umatza, and he finds him and he kills him. In Adam. So that's what the Gemara explains as the source of the argument. Okay? Because he says, Rabbi Yossi Lili says it doesn't say im. If he wanted to say it's optional, it should have said if. If he kills him, in Adam. Yisachar Misa doesn't say that. It says, and he kills him. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Taina's back, it doesn't say Yirtzach, it doesn't say he should kill him. It describes it, and he kills him, Ein Lo Dam. So it's like the Lashon itself is a little bit vague. Okay, and Rashi explained, this is the Gemara in Yavez Menalf, but I'm just summarizing it. But basically, Rashi says that that Lashon, that type of a Lashon, sometimes means And he should, and sometimes it means and he could. Okay? V'ratzach. Could be translated both ways. So it's psukim of both, examples of both. Sometimes that structure, v'ratzach, means and he should kill. Sometimes it means and if he does kill. Okay? So it turns out it's a double machlokas. There's two levels of the machlokas. Just maybe this will simplify things. The first level is, what's the halacha vis-a-vis the Gol Adam? The Gol Adam, right? That's the relative. Rabbi Yisrael says the Gol Adam has mitzvah to kill him. Right? Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not a mitzvah, it's just a rishos. Right? That's one focus. Is the Gol Adam supposed to kill him, or he's just allowed to kill him? Right? That's one level on machlokas. And I guess we should start there. The second machlokas is other people. Are other people allowed to, or not? Everyone agrees if other people kill him, they're not going to be chayav misa, but are they allowed to, or are they not allowed to? That's like a second face of the machlokas. Yeah, right. It's not clear. I mean, are they two different questions? Are they related? I mean, at least, I guess we could start off trying to take the first one and see if we can make a unified picture. That would be nicer if we could show that they're not just two independent machlokas, but they're somehow linked. That would be good, but we have to see. And then the Ritva says that it's a given that you always lower everybody else one level down. But, I mean, what's the Iswara for that is not clear. Yeah, it's an interesting halacha, but this is not very well known. You know, people probably may not be that popular these days, but this is the very beginning of Horosei Hashem's Nefesh. Kol Horei Nefesh Adam Yisrael, all over B'lo Sosei Hashem, L'Los Yirtzach, if you kill you over L'Lo Sosei, L'Los Yirtzach, V'm Ratzach B'Zadon, B'fnei Edim, Yisrael B'Sayif. So if you do it on purpose, you get your head chopped off, Sayif, Shneimar Yonakim Yonakim, fine. Mitzvah b'yad Gol Adam. So the mitzvah is, who should use the sword for the Sayif? The Gol Adam. Shneimar Gol Adam hu yamis esar tzayach. Pasuk, Gol Adam should do it. V'chol ha'roi l'Yerusha hu Gol Adam. Anyone who's fit for Yerusha is a Gol Adam. Lo rotz a Gol Adam, if he doesn't want to. Squeamish. O shelo ha'yachol ha'miso, or he can't. I guess for whatever reason, it doesn't have such a good cut or whatever, too old or whatever it is, can't get there, I don't know, whatever. O she'ain lo gol adam, or there is no gol adam, right? Because it has to be relative. Maybe there's none. Bezdin, may misin esor se'ech b'sayef, then Bezdin doesn't. So you see...
Bezdin does it?
Bezdin does it, yes.
They appoint someone.
Yeah, whatever. However they do their thing. Someone of the... someone on Bezdin does it.
So this is actually a favorite remark.
Yeah, what?
This is a favorite
yes.
remark.
Yes, right? Yes. Yeah, you're just saying why it seems to be a general thing, is that when you have a mitzvah of killing murderers, it's a good question why, but
right.
still the question, but this is a general thing.
Right.
So Mark's saying, at least for, let's start with the first side, so he's saying there'd be basically at least holding that if a murderer, b'shogeg, has the chi of Ar Miklat, he goes to Ar Miklat. If he leaves Ar Miklat and says, I had enough of this, right? So then he's chayav misa, right? He's chayav misa. It's punishment. Then he becomes like a regular murderer, and he basically subjects himself to the punishment of death. And that's the mitzvah. Now, who's obligated to do it? So the mitzvah is there's a tzuras mitzvah. So the mitzvah is, apparently here, the mitzvah is for the Gol Adam. But anybody else is not a mitzvah, but if there is no Gol Adam, so then anybody else could do it. In
the
primary form, yeah, they would be like a Sheikh Bezdin. I mean, here it's not exactly, it's not in the hands of the Bezdin, so it doesn't take on. Normally, when it's in the Bezdin, so you say the mitzvah is on the Gol Adam, if not, then the Bezdin will do it. But here, it's not really in the Bezdin. Here he's in the Ari Miklat, so the mitzvah is for the Gol Adam, and if not, then anybody could do it. Right, that's how the Mishnah says it. It says, Mitzvah Yagodam, Vershus Biyad Gol Adam. I think the Gemara actually later says it even better. It says, in line with this, it says, Mitzvah Yagodam, Ein Gol Adam, if there is no Gol Adam, Vershus Biyad Gol Adam. So then over here, it's Vershus Biyad Gol Adam, anyone can have Vershus. That's the way he brings down Ari Asaglili. So it means that it's anybody else in this absence of the Gol Adam to do it. So then you just say it's open to anybody. You don't say it's in the Bezdin because it's not in the Bezdin. The nature of the case is he's left the Bezdin. He's just in the world. So apparently a normal guy doesn't have a mitzvah to do it because there's a priority, right? Like it says, the mitzvah has a form. So the form is Gol Adam should do it. If the Gol Adam isn't there, doesn't want to, whatever. So then anyone else could do it, right? Anyone else could do it. But he's basically Chayiv Misa. Right? He's Chayiv Misa. The guy who leaves Ari Miklat and says, I'm in Rotzeil Shkaga and I don't care, I'm leaving Ari Miklat. Then that's Machayiv Misa. So, Nonash? Right? That's one side. Option's hard. It's true. I mean, so we're saying is that's fine for a basic lid, for a basic lid. But Akiva's hard to understand because what's the idea of option? An option to kill him? I mean, if he's Chayiv Misa and he does justice and that's his own ash, then he should be a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, so then what is it then? What kind of thing is it? The Gol Adam is allowed to? What's this idea of allowed do? Okay, good. So let's take that. So that's a good first step. I mean, Mark's bringing up is it seems like the question is manushach. I mean, if he's chayv misa, so to kill him. And if not, then he shouldn't be allowed to. But it seems like the pasuk is saying ein lo dam. Ein lo dam means like he doesn't have life. It means the Torah doesn't value his life. Doesn't value and protect his life. Okay, normally the Torah protects the person who has dam. And you don't have his value, life is valuable, and the Torah protects it, and if you kill him, then it's Shvichas Damim, and you're Chayv Misa, Shvichas. But Ein Lo Dam means he's like a dead man. And so far as he leaves Ari Mikla, he's like Ein Lo Dam. He doesn't have life. Doesn't mean he's Chayv Misa, that there's an Onesh. It's not like we're going to punish him. It's just that, and I think this is where you were going before, Avi, is that it's like this guy doesn't have a right to live out here. So if he's in Ari Mikla, he has value, he has life. If he's not an Ari Miklat, he doesn't have value. He doesn't have life. And Torah doesn't protect him. That's why if anyone else would kill him, then Achayv Misa. Because it's like they're killing a dead man. Right? It's like you kill a guy, this halach is, you kill a guy who has a mortal wound. So you're Achayv Misa. He's like a dead man. Or a guy who's on death row, who basically just said Gemara didn't to kill him. So he's like a dead man. So that's not, he's Ein Lo Dam. So he's like, they're not killing a guy who the Torah recognizes as a valuable soul. He's Ein Lo Dam. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're chayiv to kill him. It just means the Torah's not going to protect him. Doesn't mean that we have to punish him and go after him. That's what Rabbi Yosef Lili held. It's mamish and onesh of chayiv misa. Rabbi Akiva was saying, no, there's no onesh of chayiv misa. He's just saying is he loses his right to exist, his right to live, and the Torah's not going to protect him. So therefore, if anyone would kill him, so be it. So be it. The question is, I think, so now what's the reshus b'yad gol adam? It's like, it's one thing to say everybody else, it's just that they're not chayv misa. because he's an Ein Lo Dam. But even though he's an Ein Lo Dam, apparently you don't just have a right to kill him. It's not mutter. But the Gol Adam, the Torah gives a rishas. So what? Like, why can't anybody else kill him? If he's not Ein Lo Dam, why isn't anyone else allowed to? And why is, what's the idea that the Rotzeach, the Gol Adam, is allowed to? Right, and there's, I don't think Rabbi Yisrael's Rishos is the same as, I'm sorry, Rabbi Kiva's Rishos is the same as Rabbi Yisrael's Rishos. Within Rabbi Kiva we're talking now. Because Rabbi Yisrael's Rishos was saying, is, look, he's chay of Misa, but the mitzvah of the Onesh is chal on the Gol Adam, and everybody else is like a secondary party, that's that Rishos. They're optional, it means if the Gol Adam doesn't do it, then they'll do it. And anyone else could step in. But that's basically Rishos to carry out the Chova, the Onesh on him. But here you're saying is he doesn't have an Onesh. He's not Chayiv Misa. There's no one has to do it. There's no mitzvah. It's just that he's Ein Lo Dam. But yet, even though he's Ein Lo Dam, apparently there's some reason you can't just go and kill somebody. But here, the Torah does give you a right to go and kill him. Just to go Ein Lo Dam. Okay, so what do I do? Is why don't I give you another question to work on? Okay, this is a good question. We'll think about this question for until tomorrow. Okay, but I have another question also. Okay, this is the third position. Third position. Which is the position of, says, Rabbi Yek, no, Marzucha Rotzevi Amarav, says, Rotzeach Sheyotze Chutz Atchum Masa Gol Adam V'Hargon Heragalav. Even if the Gol Adam kills him, you're Chayv Misa. Okay? Even the Gol Adam, he leaves and the Gol Adam kills him, he's Chayv Misa.
The Gol Adam is Chayv Misa?
Yes. Right. It sounds crazy.
That's a bit contradictory.
Yeah, so it says it's Rabbi Ki goes like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, the Pasuk says that Amdol of Nehoi Dela Mishpa. Not Taman Lo, Marl Fishna Rotzokodam Sorotzeach, Yochel Miyad. I may think you're like, because the Pasuk says, Rotzokodam Sorotzeach, Ein Lo Dam. If he kills him, he's Ein Lo Dam. So it says, I might think you could kill him right away. It says, no. Taman Lo, Marl Amdol of Nehoi Dela Mishpa. You can't kill him until you bring him to Bazin. So if the Gol Adam sees him, he holds, the Gol Adam is chayiv to bring him to Bezdin. Bezdin will then paskin something. It's not clear. Either Bezdin will say, kill him, or Bezdin will say, tell him to go back to Ari Miklot, and if he doesn't go back to Ari Miklot, what?
Not a Duke Martin.
No, well, it's not clear what they do. Something like they're going to have to basically have to bring him to Bezdin, and then Bezdin's going to have to force him to go back to Ari Miklot. And then, if he doesn't, then you're going to kill him. Or then if he doesn't, or then if he leaves again. But basically, just in a stam, he's still going to go to Mikla. He's in our Mikla and he leaves. Rileaz is saying you can't kill him. You have to bring the Bezdin. And then somehow Bezdin will get involved, and only under circumstances that doesn't work, then Vrotzach Kodam, Vrotzach Ein Odam. So it's like a whole new system here. Rileaz. So that's my question is, how do we interpret that? Okay, so two questions. The first question is going to be, Akiva, what's the deal? If you tell me he's an Ein Lo Dam, then why isn't everybody else not allowed to kill him? And then why is the Gol Adam allowed to? Right? Within Rabbi Akiva. And then secondly, Rabbi Eliezer, what's this whole new idea? And what's the machlokas? Apparently Rabbi Eliezer argues with everybody else. Everybody else is Ein Lo Dam. He can't, you know. Your mom is Shechayiv Misa. Right? Rabbi Eliezer holds you. He doesn't hold Ein Lo Dam. Apparently, he holds that the Gol Adam leaves the Gol Adam kills him. It's Chayiv Misa, right? So he's apparently the Yesh Lo Dam. But only if you bring him to Bezdin and his whole, then you can kill him. So that's like he's totally arguing on everybody. So we have to define the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and everybody else. You know? Okay. So.